We'll turn back to Psalm 46, the psalm that was read out earlier on to us. Psalm 46, and I would want us to look at verse 1 once again. Psalm 46 and verse 1, the Bible reads, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. This morning we began to look at Psalm 46 and verse 1 by seeking to answer three questions. Firstly, we looked at who, and then what, and then how. Who, what, and how. In other words, who is God? Secondly, what is God? What is He? Thirdly, how do we respond to who God is and to what God is? This morning, we looked at the first two questions. Who is God and what is He? Just a brief recap, we saw in summary that God is the self-existing and all-powerful God who created and sustains everything in the entire universe. He is at work determining the course of this world. That your life, dear friend, my life, is in His hands. That you can't do without God. That you are at the mercy of God. We also saw in our consideration of the what question, basically three things in terms of what God is. Firstly, that He is our refuge. Secondly, He is our strength. And thirdly, He is a very present help in trouble. This evening, dear friends, we'll consider the third question, which is, how do we respond to who God is and what God is? There is one response we see in our passage, dear friends. That is Psalm 46 from verse 2 up to 11. And this response is not to fear. It is to be still before God. And we read this in verse 2 and verse 10. Let me read the first two verses once more. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. It goes on. And then verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Friends, the word fear is mentioned 500 times in the Bible. And the word fear not, or the phrase fear not, is mentioned 365 times in the Bible. As though to have each one per day out of the 365 days. Fear is part of our human nature, our fallen nature. We cannot separate ourselves from fear naturally, so to say. And fear is defined as a feeling caused by the nearness of danger or the possibility of something bad happening. And we see this fear, dear friends, even in little children, in babies. There are times you can see it, that this baby is afraid. There's something this baby is fearing. It shows, therefore, dear friends, that is part of our fallen nature. Almost countless times, the Bible would say, fear not, fear not, fear not. I'll be with you, I'll be with you, I'll be with you. Friends, the response, therefore, to what we saw this morning in terms of who God is and what God is, the response is the fearlessness. I want us to take a bit of time looking at fearlessness. Friends, the knowledge and experience that God is our refuge, that God is our strength, that God is a very present help in trouble, should cause us not to fear or to be still or calm before His presence. Notice, dear friends, that verse 2 is directly linked to verse 1. Through the word, therefore, we will not fear. In other words, given that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, therefore, we will not fear. And that therefore we will not fear, you basically see it expounded throughout the remainder of Psalm 46. And of course, the key verse is verse 1. And then the response is expounded throughout the remainder of Psalm 46. Friends, we will not fear even the most trying and challenging times that the church would go through, that God's people would go through. To just give two examples that are clearly brought out in our passage. Firstly, the shaking or unsettling of the most stable things we have ever known likened to mountains. Mountains are steady. They are established. They can't be moved. But in verse 2b and 3b, we read, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the mountains shake with its swelling, implying, dear friends, that there could be situations that you and me face in life which are so settled, so stable, then you see them being, as it were, disturbed, being confused, being, you know, just destroyed even. And that would make you to fear, to be anxious, to be troubled when you see such a situation. Once upon a time, we had the Soviet Union. It used to be called USSR. There are some of us that are old enough here who remember that regime. It was powerful. But it was shaken. Nobody knew that that regime would collapse. It did collapse. We had the Berlin Wall, separating East Germany from West Germany, and nobody thought that would have one Germany. That wall collapsed. Near a home here, we had the apartheid in South Africa. It was brutal. Nobody ever thought that regime would collapse. It did collapse. In our own country here, we have had the regimes that have been powerful. Once upon we had UNIP. It was powerful. Nobody ever thought that system would collapse. And people could even become blasphemers by saying, in heaven there's God, on earth there's KK. That system collapsed. Friends, nothing in this world would be unshaken. Everything must be shaken, if not now, at the coming of Jesus Christ. Secondly, the most raging and fearful situations, the example of rolling of the waters of the sea, its waves. This is in verse 3a. Though its waters roar and be troubled. Think about the tsunami. One of the worst things I've watched in my life is that tsunami in Japan. It was terrible, dear friends. Looking at the gushing waters and overtaking human beings. So helpless, so hopeless, and so sudden. Friends, this is an illustration of a very, very troublesome situation. Friends, even that should not shake a believer, should not shake the people of God, the church of God. Amidst the most frightening situations which the Lord may choose to bring our way in 2022, as a church, as individuals, we will be still before Him. And friends, to be still before God is to cast down, to let fall. It is to let hang down or to be relaxed. To take it easy, to become. Not putting forth exertion. This therefore expresses the idea of leaving matters with God, letting go, so that God might take charge, being at rest in His presence. There is to be a trustful state of mind in view of God's greatness. God displaying His divine presence and power. My friend, is this true about you? Are you fearless as you face 2022 with all its problems, large and small? Is your heart calm? Is your heart at rest in the face of whatever challenges are ahead of you? If calmness and fearlessness in the face of pending trials, troubles, challenges are not your lot, then there's something wrong about you, O child of God. It means your attention, your mind is not fixed on the Lord Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. In other words, you've not allowed God to be your refuge and strength and to be a very present help in trouble. On the contrary, you've allowed the things of this life to be your refuge and strength. Perhaps money and other possessions, you've decided to put your trust in these things. Perhaps the arm of flesh, including your very self-confidence. You have put your confidence in the arm of flesh. Friend, if this be your lot, your situation, you need to repent. You need to get back to God. You need to cast yourself upon God once more. Let's look at the practical outworking of fearlessness. This fearlessness, how does it look like at a practical level? How does it unfold at a practical level? Friends, there are two important elements that will help us not to fear. Firstly, our knowledge of God. And secondly, prayer. Knowledge of God. Friends, we need to know the God with whom we have dealings. This is implied in verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You need to know that, dear friends. You need to know this God in the way that he has been presented here. If your heart is to be addressed, if you are to be fearless, we need to grow in our knowledge of the God who has saved us. And friends, there are no shortcuts with regards to us studying the Word of God, meditating upon the Word of God. This is God's revelation concerning himself to us, his people. Many of us can read the Word of God, but just end there. We don't go a step further. We don't put into practice the things that we learn. And we end up being puffed up with knowledge. And the Bible says knowledge puffs up, but love builds. Obedience to God's word is the missing link concerning most of us. And therefore, our knowledge of God, our experience of God is shallow. We read but do not practice. And we don't benefit much. Dear friends, the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. God expects us to obey his word. We are expected to have a tender conscience towards the word of God. We must be affected when we hear the word of God and to action. We must have tender conscience, a tender conscience that is easily bruised by sin. He is made uncomfortable by sin. A conscience that trembles at the word of God. Friends, it requires discipline for us to attend to the preaching and the teaching of God's word by those God has especially gifted for the purpose. It's not alone. It's not enough, rather, for us to just read, study the word of God by ourselves. We must attend to the means of grace where the word of God is expounded by those especially gifted. When we have the knowledge and experience of God's word and of God, it builds our faith. We know that our faith comes through hearing and hearing the word of God. The more we hear the word of God, the more we obey the word of God, the more our faith grows. And the opposite is true. Friends, those who have faith in God, those who trust God, will not fear anything that 2022 might bring their way. The second practical element that will help us not to fear is, dear friends, prayer. Prayer is the most sure way of getting rid of fear, worry, anxiety, troubledness upon our hearts, upon our souls, unsettledness inside us. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7. A very familiar passage, but we keep on ignoring it. Friends, prayer has this incredible ability to drive away anxiety, worry, and care. And it targets the very core of our being, the heart and the mind. Both the heart and the mind who be guarded by God's peace, by God's tranquility, by God's restfulness, calmness. God's peace, which prayer brings about, is the very opposite of fear and anxiety. Fear and anxiety are products of the flesh. When we become afraid, when we become fearful, troubled, and anxiety, those are products of the flesh. On the other hand, peace is a product of God's intervention. That of flesh gives way to that of God through prayer, a spiritual engagement. Friends, a great transaction takes place when we pray. Anxiety must necessarily give way to peace. My friend, is this your experience? Is prayer your daily engagement? Is prayer the one thing that you have prioritized in your life? Going into the year 2022, to what extent have you prioritized prayer? To what extent have you prioritized waiting upon God? As we are told in Isaiah 40, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall exchange strength with the living God. A few things in conclusion. Firstly, dear friend, if God be your refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, this very fact should drive away fear and anxiety not from you. Putting it differently, if you still have fear and anxiety ruling your life, it's either you have forgotten that God is your refuge and strength, or you are in a backslidden state. Friend, if this be your situation, you need to get back to God. You need to repent. You need to plead with God to have mercy upon you. And especially so as you face the year 2022. On the other hand, if your life is characterized by fear and anxiety and worry and troubledness, then this could be a pointer, dear friends, that you are not a Christian. One of the first signs of true conversion, of being born again, is experiencing peace with God. The Bible says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5 verse 1. What I'm saying, dear friend, is this. If your life is characterized by fear, by worry, by anxiety, this could show that you are not converted. Peace is one of the aspects of the fruit of the Holy Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, verse 21. Those that are born again and are indwelt by the Holy Spirit, one of the aspects of the fruit they'll show is peace. They'll be at rest. They'll be fearless. Even in the greatest confusion round about them, they'll be calm. Christian friend, I challenge you to make it your aim, your goal, your desire, your passion, your ambition to grow in the knowledge and experience of God as your refuge, strength, and a very present help in trouble. You will grow in fearlessness. You will grow in faith, and by implication, as you spend time reading the Word of God, you will grow in God's peace. As you spend more time in prayer. Dear friend, make this your aim, your ambition for 2022. The Bible says, therefore, we will not fear, because God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Amen.